Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Bitecast. Today we are diving into a topic that's a real game changer in anyone's career journey. Today's topic is what is needed to be first-time manager. So if you are a newbie on this journey or curious about what it takes to lead a team for the very first time, you are in for a treat. I'm your host Faisal Khan and we will discuss today all about the experience, do's and don'ts of the first-time management. So stay tuned. Alright then, let's start with the basic. Being a first-time manager is like stepping into a whole new world. Learning how to lead a team is a stressful stress assignment. It's like a new assignment you have taken, which is really big and tough. A lot of stress that comes with it is because of misunderstanding that people who used to do individual work carry with them. They might not fully get how much power they have, where that power comes from, what they are in charge of, and what tough situation they will face. Once they start doing the job, they often realize they are in over their heads because nobody told them the real deal about being in charge. It's like a roller coaster of experience. There's some things goes well and other don't. Mistakes happens and it is important to learn from them. But sometimes, first-time managers aren't set up for success. Imagine you're stepping into a new role. You are not prepared at all. That's what many first-time managers go through. It's not always their fault. They might not have been given the right guidance or information. So when you hear stories about new managers struggling or not getting it right, remember that it's often because they are dealing with a bunch of unexpected challenges and not always getting the support they need it. Now let's talk about the common mistake which new manager does. You know what is the first big mistake they all often do? In fact, I did the same. When they become first-time managers, they try to get themselves involved into doing hands-on work and try to handle all the work by themselves. Imagine you are a new manager in a technology-based company, leading a team of a software developer. You are excited about your role and want to prove yourself. So what you will do? You will jump into a project at first. You start coding and debugging alongside with your team. You will think that this will make you a cool manager, you know, and impress your team that you're skillful and you're dedicated. At first, your team might think, wow, what a manager we have. He is really hands-on. But as time goes on, it will become problematic and issue arise. Now let's talk about how you avoid the situation. The most important thing for a new manager is to learn the art of delegation. It is so important to delegate your work wisely. Instead of doing all the tasks yourself, delegate your responsibility to your team member based on their strengths. Let them take ownership of their work, which boosts their confidence and skill. Set clear expectations. Communicate your expectations and goals clearly to your team. This helps your team understand their role and allow you to step back and trust them to deliver. You as a manager, your role is to guide and support your team. Provide insight, resources, and help when needed, but avoid doing the work for them. Instead of that, you should focus on strategy. Spend more time on planning, strategizing, and making important decisions. This will contribute to long-term success of your team and project. Trust your team to make decisions. Empower them to solve problems and innovate, even if it means they might make mistakes along the way. Remember, being a manager isn't about doing everything yourself. It's about helping your team succeed. By avoiding the temptation to handle all the work, you create a healthier work environment and encourage your team's growth. So embrace the role of a leader and watch your team thrive. In the world of management, it is not uncommon to worry about your team members stealing the limelight, isn't it? But here's a perspective shift. Your team's success is your success. You have to believe on it. When they shine, it reflects positively on your leadership. Let's say one of your team members present an idea to higher-ups and get noticed. So instead of feeling overshadowed, celebrate their achievement. When your team gets visibility, it demonstrates your ability to nurture and lead a talented group. It's like being a coach. When your players score, you also win. So when team members have the chance to share their insight with high tiers, encourage them. Let them know that you support their growth and contribution. This fosters an environment where everyone's ideas are valued, leading to increased collaboration and better outcomes. Now let's summarize this. Being first-time manager is all about learning new techniques, learning openness, avoid doing hands-on work, learning the art of delegation. Being an effective manager means being open to new ideas, embracing diverse viewpoints, and letting your team shine. Avoid being my way or highway, the autocratic leader. Welcome difference of opinion. Remember, your team's achievement reflects your leadership. So create an atmosphere where everyone's success is celebrated, even if it means your team members are in the spotlight. By cultivating an open and collaborative environment, you're not just leading, you are fostering a culture for growth, innovation, and shared success. A challenging journey that requires determination, learning from your mistakes, and gaining personal insight along the way. Some managers might take shortcuts or get stuck half the way, but the ones who truly make it to the top are the ones who put in the effort. Thank you very much for listening. We'll see you with a new episode of Pitecast next time. Thank you very much.